You guys, we're going to turn this into a two-part interview. My phone went wonky. And so I'm going to ask Andrea that question again about how she would work with people with disabilities.
All right. And I guess I wouldn't view it any differently than I view it working with anybody else. Everyone has a money story. It's always different. It's always based on their experiences in life, and that's what brings us to that point. I think that people with disabilities could benefit just the same way as everyone else from my website. I offer a lot of tips and resources on things that can help you with your money. Granted, all of those don't apply to everyone. I like to offer a lot of links to different websites that help people to either make extra money on the side, find freebies and deals, or discounts on travel, things like that. And as I expand my website, I plan to offer more of those. Right now, I offer a lot of the ones that have worked for me and really helped me. So hopefully people with disabilities or anybody would find what I provide helpful.
I do too. And, of course, we'll have all of Andrea's information in the show notes. So, Andrea, are you ready to interview me?
I am, Lynn, and I understand
you are.
Exciting thing coming up, so I can't wait to hear about that as well.
I will tell you guys.
I'd like to ask people to kind of get an idea of what their money story is. My first one I typically ask is, how long have you been a writer, or in your case, doing podcasting?
I have been a writer for 7 years and a podcast for 4 years.
4 years. Wow. You've been around a lot longer than me. So kudos to you.
Oh,
on
yeah.
That. That's great. What has been your biggest money mistake?
My biggest money mistake was, surprisingly, even though my family would happily help me pay for college, my biggest money mistake was asking them to pay for college. Needless to say, I got kicked out of my, believe it or not, I was supposed to be going for business degree instead of journalism, but I got kicked out of college. So when I got resubmitted to college, I went for the FAFSA loans. I actually asked for help, not from my family, but from an outside source that was willing to help me, and needless to say, I'm 30% done with my degree.
That's awesome. And that's great that they were able to help you a little, but it seems like there's so many resources for people out there as far as student loans and things like that, but even better, scholarships and grants. And
yes.
I wish myself
yes.
that I had known about all of those when I was younger and had done way more of them. So,
yes, I did too. I wish I learned more about the industry of going back to school. I call it the industry of going back to school because that's what it is.
Exactly. My next question is usually, how would you prevent this or do this different in the future? If you were to go back in time, how would you do it now?
Well, if I wasn't, I was quite set. I wasn't quite set up for my first degree. I was, even though I loved my mom, I was forced into education, and looking back on it, I had a volunteer job, which didn't help. I could have gotten paid at an earlier time in my life how about 18 instead of in my 20s and 30s? And the job I have now is much more supportive than my volunteer education job. And my mom almost, she put me in a very precarious spot where I almost got whacked in the face by my boss, and my boss was showing the true colors. I truly almost did got whacked in the face by my boss. And she would have done it to me on purpose, and workplace abuse happens all the time. And then when I finally got around to asking her for a paycheck, she proceeded to laugh at me.
Aw, that's horrible.
So I could have been working and contributing to this society / my Social Security at the earlier ages. I could have been working a job at 19 instead of in my 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a story, and it's horrible.
Yep.
That people are not more respectful of each other and don't treat.
No, it happens all the time. I just happen to be disabled, and I just happen to be the one speaking out about it.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing. I think more people need to do that in this world.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself and stand up for others who struggle with the same things as well. So I think that's wonderful. I guess my next question would be, do you have a favorite money-saving website?
Well, can it be a podcast?
You would like.
And this also is a podcast that I listen to just to get my finances in order, and it's Brown Ambition. And believe it or not, it's a phenomenal podcast run by two women, one who was an educator in New York, got laid off, started a money company. The other one works for Magnifying Money, which is acquired by Yahoo, which was Yahoo Finance at the time. So that's one of my favorite podcasts, and it comes out every single Wednesday morning, and I try and listen to it every single Wednesday morning, and they answer questions at the end of the episode, and their podcast, their email address is brownambition@gmail.com. So you guys may have to send your questions in. It's all depending on, I think it's first come, first serve on that one. So Brown Ambition is one of my favorites, and also Magnify Money is one of my favorite websites when I have the time to look at it. But, yeah.
So they have both a website and a podcast, or is it just
Yes,
a podcast?
They do. They do.
Okay.
They have...
I haven't heard of.
these two women are very financially savvy, and as I said, one of the co-hosts works for Magnifying Money.
Awesome. Well, I love asking these questions because I get feedback from people on things that I've never heard of before, and that really helps me, too. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome for that.
Yeah, that's one that I've not heard of yet. So I'm marking that one down to check it out. Do you have a favorite book or author that is related to finance that's helped you?
Related to finance that helped me? As you know, this is not necessarily it is related to finance because I'm now about to start reading Stephen King's on writing, how to be a better writer and make more money off of it. And then Joanna Penn, P-E-N-N, who also has a podcast called The Creative Pen, she does a lot of books, a lot of nonfiction and fiction on how to market yourself as a writer, too. So,
awesome. Okay. And those are also ones that I haven't heard of. Did you pick Stephen King as in the author? Stephen King?
Yeah. As I said, yes.
And Stephen what is his book called?
On writing.
On writing?
On writing. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that one out because I have not seen that either.
Yeah. Stephen King as in the all writer Stephen King.
Okay. And do you have a strategy for saving money or a way that you go about doing that?
My strategy, and I have had these for a long time, and they don't go very much into it, but that's okay. I have 2 certificates of deposits. I have had those since I was about 17 or 18, and, yeah.
17 or 18. You started young. That's awesome.
Yeah, started young. I got a bank account when I was about 10.
Bank account at 10. Wow. And did you always save, or did you do a lot of spending?
Now I'm doing a lot of spending. In the next couple years, I'll be doing a lot of saving because my financial situation is getting a lot better. And at the ripe old age of, I don't know, 7, my grandmother opened up a bank account for me in the Bahamas, and now I have to pull all the money out of that, and so I have to pull all the money out of that and get that money into my bank account, plus the money from my trust, which I'm not going to be sitting around just because I have a trust. I'm going to be fully fledged writing and becoming a full-time author in the next 3 years, and then in the next 2 years, I'm actually using the snowball method to pay off my debts, my student loans, when I've already got one paid off completely. That's the one I'm working on. And then I am actually considering starting a Patreon so you guys can donate to me for this podcast.
That's awesome. I think the snowball method is really great to help you pay things off. It still takes time and consistency in doing it, but it is a great method for paying off debt.
Yeah, well, someone mentioned it was so funny because someone mentioned it last night on our author's podcast, and I said, okay, I'm going to do that today. Off my debt, and so my credit card debt goes first, my student loan debt goes second, and for those of you that have student loans, try to pay them off as quickly as possible, because that will be the death of all of us if you guys don't pay off your student loans. And I am in a lucky position that I don't have to pay rent. I still live with my dad, and for those of you that think I'm a millennial that's moving back in with their parents, I never left. So I still live with my dad because of my disability. And so I'm receiving a little bit of Social Security SSI because of his retirement. We did not know that when he retired. We did not know that because I'm disabled, I get money from the government. And so, yeah. Plus, I have my paychecks.
You might be helping others with disabilities with that explanation right there on another way that they can help their finances.
Yeah, exactly. So, plus, I have my paychecks from my books, and plus, I have my paycheck, which will be a stable paycheck for the next 3 years. But other than that, when I transfer into being a full-time author, my publishing deal is going to help with that. And yes, I said publishing deal starting August 31st.
And you said that you have a story to share with everyone about.
Well,
I'm coming up.
As I said, I'm going, well, that's my publishing deal starts August 31st. I'm busily working on that, / sending myself back to journalism school. But as I said, I may start a Patreon so that you people don't need to be donating to PayPal's, because Patreon is a lot easier for people to donate to, and they can subscribe to me. So as soon as I get that set up, I will put that in the show notes. So, but first of all, I'm using the snowball method of paying my debts off. Second of all, I'm doing...
Hello?